episode 2694, Be a Voice in the Weeds.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you are having a fabulous week. It is inspiration, motivation, and sometimes we just need a time to come together to share our deepest concerns. And today is going to be one of those days. Be a voice in the weeds. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said this, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter." Are you willing to be a voice in the weeds? For whatever reason, people think you have to be in a leadership role or an influential position to invoke change. With change as a constant, what you do about it starts in your own backyard. You know, this is a hard day with the mass shooting in Texas taking the lives of 19 children and two adults. This happened 2 days ago. Not quite 48 hours. It's still really, really fresh. Words are not enough. No matter what we say right now, the pain is not going to fade away. With each life taken, there's more suffering still for many. Please hear my heart when I say my family and I are praying for the families of those lost and the community. However, with any tragedy, one tries to search for hope. What can be done differently? And no, we're not here to debate gun rights or gun control. What you and I are here for right now is to understand the significance of one voice. Be a voice in the weeds. You don't need a platform. You don't have to be a celebrity. You don't need to be a podcaster. You don't need to hold a political office. You don't need to be rich with lots of money. You need to be the voice of what matters. And that goes for standing up for the children who are no longer with us. Their voices have been taken way too soon. But it also applies to your everyday. It's sad to me that it takes a tragedy to wake up to what's right in front of us. You woke up this morning with a desire in your heart. Are you following through with that desire? Are you searching for the one step you need to take today? Be a voice in the weeds. Not everybody has to be an oak tree. Have you ever seen an old, old oak tree? I'm very blessed to have one in my front yard. And as I was gathering leaves yesterday with my grandson, he was out playing, 19 months, fancy free, just doing whatever he wants to. And on my mind, I'm sitting there looking at God's creation going, Lord, we're in a position now where children were taken. Two adults lost their lives. For what reason? And yes, I question God. How can this be? I get that, but we're not here to discuss why these things happen. That's not right now where I want your mind to go. Because I believe you are called to greatness. And you were created to impact the world that you touch in your own special way. No one can fulfill that except you. But you have to be willing to be a voice in the weeds. It's okay if you're not an oak tree. You can be a sweet dandelion, bright yellow. This is where you stand out. This is where you are known for change. If you and I desire something greater than where we are, we have to be willing to step out in order to step up. So why keep hiding? Yeah, it's easy to claim you're doing something, but are you really? This may be a little gut puncher here today. I'm here to get your engines roaring the right direction. Because if God has planted a seed within you, what are you doing to raise it up? What are you doing to grow it? Are you fertilizing it? Are you sitting there just kind of letting it wither away? Yes, we all have seasons. But that doesn't mean that you can't do a little bit. God would not have planted that seed if he did not believe that that is the direction you're headed. Now, you might have the fight to stand up for what you believe is right for these precious children and adults. Then get ready for battle the right way. Or maybe you're looking for changing something within your own family or career or writing a book, but here you still sit months into years claiming the same thing yet doing nothing about it. You might be saying that you don't have what it takes to do what you want. Some of that statement could be true. But how will you know if you don't explore the opportunities and search for the possibilities as God desires for you? Psalm 72, verse 26 says this, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." God is going to deliver as he promises. But you, my friend, have to be a voice in the weeds. Because otherwise, nothing will change but everything you don't want to change. Think about that for a minute. If you're not willing to stand up and be that beautiful little dandelion because you claim not to be an oak tree, but think about where an oak tree comes from. The little acorn. Is that little acorn big? Oh no, it's ever so small. Yet it grows up to be so big. You actually might be that little acorn and not just a dandelion. But you have to be willing to do what it takes and you have to be a voice in the weeds. And when you know that God is going to deliver as he promises, then you've got to take a chance on life because otherwise nothing will change but everything you don't want to change. And that's a hard reality to swallow. And unfortunately, we have families and a community that are hurting. It's a pain that I can't take away. I can pray about it. My heart breaks. I have shed tears. I look at my own children. I hold my grandson. But at the same time, if I'm not willing to be the little dandelion amongst everything else that's happening, is anything ever going to change? No. You're just going to blow in the wind. You're just going to kind of go with the flow. See where the wind takes you. Is that really what you believe God desires for your life? I don't think so. Or you wouldn't be listening right now. I believe that every single time we come together, it's a divine appointment, not by me, but by God. And he utilizes the words I say, the stuff that comes out of my mouth. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, I don't know where that came from, but I hope somebody receives it properly and the right way. And it meets you at your heart. I love the Lord's Prayer where it says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Why do you think I'm here every single day? Not because I have all the answers. It's because we need each other. We need to fellowship and commune together. We need to learn from each other. We need to lift each other up. We need to pray for each other. And sometimes when a tragedy like this happens, yeah, we're even called to stand by each other. Our lives were never promised to be perfect as believers, as Christians. But we are called to be the change. So are you ready to be a voice in the weeds? And if you are, I want to challenge you with this question. How can you be a voice in the weeds? Go out today, love on your family, pray for those who are hurting, and be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.